Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Sometimes I worry about what would happen to my family if I lost my job. But I never really thought about what would happen to them if they lost me and I didn't have life insurance. My cousin's husband died, and now she might have to sell her house just to make ends meet. I don't ever want to put my wife through that. So I called Matrix Direct.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $16 a month. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. 1-800-916-1059.
I feel so much better now that I called.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-916-1059. 1-800-916-1059.
You are listening to the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, programming to help you explore and rediscover and remember your inner divinity. This is a production of the Order of the Friends of Yeshua. The Order of the Friends of Yeshua community was created to offer support to those who continually seek to embody the Christ message of love, forgiveness, compassion, oneness, and peace. OFJ is not interested in creating yet another worldly structure which could, by its very nature, set itself apart and seeks not to focus on the personhood of Yeshua Jesus, but to share in the divine realization that he came to share with us, which is that we are all created in the image and likeness of God, and that the kingdom of God is within. OFJ Community is an all-inclusive community of spiritual seekers. We offer dialogue and studies for deep inner spiritual development and seminary courses for ordained ministry. If you feel called to be a part of OFJ Community or to receive our monthly newsletter, please send an email to ofjcommunity@gmail.com. We'll be happy to send you information about membership in the various programs we offer. In these times of great change, OFJ Community's mission is to offer spiritual support, friendship, and direction to all. Now, to our program. This is A Course in Miracles in Christ Vision, seeing through the eyes of the divine.
Well, good morning. Hi, everybody. This is Father Brian Rice, the executive vice producer. The executive producer here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, which is sponsored by the Order of the Friends of Yeshua, as you just heard in the introduction. And we have a lot going on in the Order right now. I'm broadcasting from New York today, this morning. Thought I'd get the day going for some of you. Some of you people who have been touched, changed, transformed, rejuvenated, reinvented through the self-study in A Course in Miracles. It was received and revealed back in the 1960s and came to the public in the 1970s. So I'm assuming most of you have a background about it, where it came from, the voice who is in the Course in Miracles. Again, I do want to say that, again, it was filtered through human people. So it tends to take on, any revelation tends to take on a nature or a gradation of consciousness of that person which received it. And that's true for all scripture. And I wouldn't really consider The Course in Miracles to be scripture, because I don't want it to become, in our regular, what's going to be almost daily encounters here on A Course in Miracles in Christ Vision. I don't want it to become dogmatic. It's not meant to be. It's not meant to be another theology or another way of explaining the world or explaining our nature or explaining the meaning of life. Christ's vision, as the description of the show talks about. It's the culmination of attaining not only miracle-mindedness, as is taught in A Course in Miracles text, but as the spirit mind we're to embody to see all things as they really are, as absolute divine love manifested as brilliant, radiant light and truth, emanations from the unified field, the allness of God presence, God consciousness that lives and flows in and through us, through conscious choosing to see only Christ manifest through all creation. That's a basic description of what Christ's vision is. And just ignore the dogs barking in the background because I am recording from home. And which leads me to advertise. You will have the privilege of, hopefully, very soon in the next day or two, purchasing an audiobook, Volume 1 of Silencing 1,000 Barking Dogs. It is a study that relates to much of the Course in Miracles philosophy, much of the Course in Miracles curriculum, as well as practices of Gana Yoga, the search for wisdom and truth beyond thought, in oneness, beyond the creations of the ego, beyond all the insane imaginings of the ego, and learning how to live in and amongst all the different voices and stimuli that we face from day to day. Again, it's called Silencing 1,000 Barking Dogs. Right now, there are individual downloads available on Learn. Just type in Father Brian Rice if you go to learnoutloud.com and search for Silencing 1,000 Barking Dogs. And the first 5 downloads will show up. But it will be, the first volume in its entirety will be available within week. So I would say by next Friday, it'll definitely be there. And that is about an 11-hour program, which is the first volume in several to come. One of my favorites that will be coming in that series is yoga philosophy, yoga psychology, yoga lifestyle, and divine psychotherapy through yoga. Yes. Psychotherapy and yoga have very applicable, very, I would say, an appropriate connection. Now, what are we going to be doing in this series? If you've seen, we have several shows scheduled for you, and for the time being, we are going to be broadcasting 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central, and then across the country accordingly. The things that we will be drawing on are the very things I mentioned in the description. God consciousness, God presence, and Christ consciousness, or Christ vision, as the Course in Miracles calls it. Now, before we get into any specific teachings, I think it's a good idea for us to take a deep breath and just close your eyes and let's slow down the mental stream. Forget about all the things we need to do today. And let's tap in to the reservoir of infinite love, the God self within, the Christ self within. We want to tap into Christhood, the true selfhood that is us. So take a slow deep breath in through the nose and count to 8 in your head. Now hold that breath for the count of 8. And exhale slowly through the nose to the count of 8. And do that again, in through the nose to the count of 8, holding for a count of 8. and out through the nose to the count of eight. Now take a full deep breath in and exhale with a double exhale forcefully. Now, we have just regained some conscious control over our breath through doing that simple practice. And I wanted to tell you that we are going to be doing something unorthodox. We are going to be doing the course workbook in Rewind. Yes, that's right. We will be starting. We will be beginning at the ending. Now, why would we do that? Well, when you look, today you do it on the MapQuest or through a GPS. A GPS, you type in the address of where you're going, the location of where you're going. If you start a journey without knowing where you're going, or without telling the GPS where you're going, it's going to be of no use to you. And so the title of this course, The Course in Miracles, the title of this show, A Course in Miracles in Christ's Vision, Seen Through the Eyes of the Divine, that is the culmination, as I mentioned, of attaining not only miracle-mindedness, but it is the spirit mind we are to embody to see all things as they really are. Now, I mentioned miracle-mindedness. I'm going to, in a moment, explain exactly what a miracle is as described on page 473 in the workbook under lesson 340. But what I want to do to complement the little breath practice that we did is to offer this prayer. From lesson 340 on page 472 of the workbook, I can be free of suffering today. I can be free of suffering today. Now I want us to focus on the prayer, and then we will look at the final workbook lessons with a few descriptions of some key points here. Now I'm going to start the prayer with an affirmation, then I will read the prayer as it's written in the workbook. God presence, God life within us, flow like a river of light, filling our entire body, the space that is spacious, the expansive nature of spirit, God spirit, God mind, flows in and through into every cell in my body, in our bodies, breathing the life of Brahma, the Father, and the Mother, Abba and Aima, in and out, activating our God self, aligning with the Holy Spirit, the universal inspiration, the God self thought adjuster, the God spark. We are aligned in the presence of absolute love. Father, I thank you for this day, and for the freedom I am certain it will bring. This day is holy, for today your Son will be redeemed. His suffering is done. He will hear your voice directing him to find Christ's vision through forgiveness and be free forever from all suffering. Thanks for today, my Father. I was born into this world but to achieve this day and what it holds in joy and freedom for your holy son and for the world he made, which is released along with him today. So we are being encouraged to awake in heaven, in the heart of God, through the eyes of the divine, through miracle-mindedness. It is a bridge into other Yeshua or Jesus revealed material to the world. Because again, revelation never stopped with, for instance, the Bible, if that's a book that you draw inspiration from. Revelation didn't stop with the book of Revelations. And the book of Revelation wasn't even the last book of the Bible to be transmitted and received by man from God or from Christ. But that's a whole other topic in itself. But what it is that we're dealing with here in the Course is correction. Christ's vision is the ultimate miracle achieved and attained. If you've been practicing the Course, A Course in Miracles, for quite some time, and you can really truly reflect upon where you were, where you are now, and how you got there, you'll start to see, you should notice, rather, a major difference, a major change in your level or lack thereof of reactivity to situations in life, of feeling is the feelings of victimhood, being a victim of the world you see, should have diminished considerably. The level of upset that you feel about things that occur that seem to occur and happen to you, all those things, those reactions, those impulses and compulsions related to that should have diminished quite a bit. And you should be in a state of calmness and inner peace for far more many minutes during the course of a day, in weeks, and in a month, than you were before you started this course or your search in general. Again, this course is non-dogmatic. It's not the only course. It's not the only path. It's not the only way. But as I was trying to say, this is a bridge to self-mastery. And there's a book that we in OFJ use called The Way of Mastery, which can be acquired from Shanti Christo Foundation, which is more Yeshua material, which is a path of the heart. A Course in Miracles is more of mind training. But, you know, there's advocates in the heart-based spirituality movement that might not resonate well with this course, the mind training course of Course in Miracles. And the reason for that isn't because their way is better than another way or this way is better than another way. It's that there are three types of people. There are head people or cerebral people. There are heart people, which resonate towards other people. And there are gut people, which tend to be over and against other people, which tend to identify with conflict or forms of aggression and assertiveness. And again, not to condemn, but to simply point out, when I said cerebral people and head people, they tend to be away from people. They withdraw. And where do I get this information and this wisdom? I get it from the teachings of the Enneagram that have been handed down through the ages from Sufi masters, used and utilized by great desert fathers in the Catholic world, the Roman Catholic world, and Christianity. I will be offering a mentorship class called the Anagram, Accessing Our Inborn Divine Awareness Through Radical Self-Honesty. There'll be more information about that posted here on Blog Talk Radio and on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, as well as on OFJ's website, which is ofjcommunity.org. And I think that everybody who wants to understand why they are the way they are and how they relate to other people, why they relate to other people the way they do, that the Enneagram will give you a great gift of self-awareness in a way that will allow you to experience humiliation through laughter, not through self-condemnation. And it's a very liberating process. And I've been excited, and I finally have come to the point in my life where I can teach it because I understand how to use it in my life. Okay. Now, again, we can be free of suffering. We can see life as it truly is. I'm going to read the epilogue, because we are beginning at the ending. This is our destination. And it might seem unorthodox, but I'm assuming that most of you have already done work with the workbook, maybe years ago. So, what I will be doing, not to throw you off, is sometimes going back and quoting from other lessons in the workbook or from the text to complement what we're saying. Show us again the signpost, the actual reality to which the signpost points, which is Christ vision or Christ consciousness, God consciousness, the God mind. The epilogue reads, this course is a beginning, not an end. Your friend goes with you, meaning Christ. You are not alone. No one who calls on him can call in vain. Whatever troubles you, be certain that he has the answer and will gladly give it to you. If you simply turn to him and ask it of him, he will not withhold all answers that you need for anything that seems to trouble you. He knows the way to solve all problems and resolve all doubts. His certainty is yours. You need but ask it of him, and it will be given you. You are as certain of arriving home as is the pathway of the sun laid down before it rises, after it is set, and in the half-lit hours in between. Indeed, your pathway is more certain still, for it cannot be possible to change the course of those whom God has called to him. Therefore, obey your will and follow him whom you accepted as your voice, to speak of what you really want and really need. His is the voice for God, and also yours. And thus, he speaks of freedom and of truth. No more specific lessons are assigned, for there is no more need of them. Henceforth, hear but the voice for God, and for yourself, with a capital S, when you retire from the world to seek reality instead. He will direct your efforts, telling you exactly what to do, how to direct your mind, and when to come to him in silence, asking for his sure direction and a certain word. His is the word that God has given you. His is the word you choose to be your own. And now I place you in his hands to be his faithful follower, with him as guide through every difficulty in all pain that you may think is real. Nor will he give you pleasures that will pass away, for he gives only the eternal and the good. Let him prepare you further. He has earned your trust by speaking daily to you of your father and your brother and yourself. He will continue. Now you walk with him, as certain as is he of where you go. As sure as he of how you should proceed, as confident as he is of the goal, and of your safe arrival in the end. The end is certain, and the means as well. To this we say, Amen. You'll be told exactly what God wills for you each time there is a choice to make. And he will speak for God and for yourself, with a capital S, thus making sure that hell will claim you not, and that each choice you make brings heaven nearer to your reach. And so we walk with him from this time on and turn to him for guidance and for peace and sure direction. Joy attends our way, for we go homeward to an open door which God has held unclosed to welcome us. We trust our ways to him and say, Amen. In peace we will continue in his way and trust all things to him. In confidence, we wait his answers, and we ask his will in everything we do. He loves God's Son as we would love him. He teaches us how to behold him through his eyes and love him as he does. You do not walk alone. God's angels hover near and all about. His love surrounds you. And of this, be sure, that I will never leave you comfortless. So the voice of Jesus, of Yeshua, speaking through this course, speaking through these words, which, yes, sounds very intellectual and may to some sound like a foreign language. That's one way that Gary Renard, renowned teacher of the Course in Miracles, referred to it when he first started it, when he first began to study the course. Now, who is he and who is his will? What is his will? And he's talking about the Christ. He's talking about which Christ and Jesus. There is a distinction between the two. The Christ is the anointing of light, the anointed Christ consciousness, that of which is present in every single one of us. Yeshua Jesus was the body that the Christ occupied during that period of 33 years. That very Christ occupies our bodies in each lifetime that we go through. He's also referring to the Holy Advocate, or the Holy Spirit, which some people call the universal inspiration, or what Paramahansa Yogananda calls the cosmic vibratory power. Regardless of what your word is for, that spirit, that all-pervading spirit, the truthful spirit, it flows in and through us, and when we align with it, we are in heaven. We see the truth. We see what is really there. We do not see the illusions. We do not see the insanity. We do not see the nightmare that we have created individually and collectively, that we experience in our lives external to ourselves. So, this brief overview is to hopefully invite you into this journey, usually from a half hour to 45 minutes a day, and going through the workbook and rewind, touching upon some key points here and there. So, tomorrow, what we will do again at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, we will go through Lessons 361 to 365, because they are the very same statement in the workbook. And I will draw from the text, talking a little bit more about Christ vision and Christ-mindedness, Christ consciousness as well. So I leave you now with this blessing, with this hope. You are not alone. We walk this path together. Peace.
Thank you for listening to A Course in Miracles and Christ's Vision, Seeing Through Eyes of the Divine, here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, programming to inspire you to live from the divine indwelling within you. This was a production of the Order of the Friends of Yeshua. The Order of the Friends of Yeshua community was created to offer support to those who continually seek to embody the Christ message of love, forgiveness, compassion, oneness, and peace. OFJ is not interested in creating yet another worldly structure, which could, by its very nature, set itself apart and seeks not to focus on the personhood of Yeshua, Jesus, but to share in the divine realization that he came to share with us, which is that we are all created in the image and likeness of God, and that the kingdom of heaven is within. OFJ Community is an all-inclusive fellowship of spiritual seekers. We offer dialogue and studies for deep inner spiritual development and seminary courses for ordained ministry. If you feel called to be part of OFJ Community, or to receive our monthly newsletter, please send an email to ofjcommunity@gmail.com. That's ofjcommunity@gmail.com. We'll be happy to send you information about membership and the various programs we offer. In these times of great change, OFJ Community's mission is to offer spiritual support, friendship, and direction to all. You can find us on the World Wide Web at ofjcommunity.org, ofjmediamonastery.info, on YouTube at www.youtube.com/user/OFJTV. To find us in the Apostolic Communion, you may find us at apostoliccommunion.info. Thank you again. This is executive producer of the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, Father Brian Michael Rice.